Now a mystery, a global economic mystery, involving tomatoes. Planet Money's Alex Bloomberg explains.
It was a Jamaican businessman, a guy named Joe Madelon, who first told me about the tomato mystery. We were at his house in Kingston having a wide-ranging discussion about the Jamaican economy when he said this.
You go to a supermarket today and you buy a tomato, and they sell local tomatoes at a much higher price than they sell imported tomatoes in a supermarket. Labeled imported tomato, Jamaican tomato, and the Jamaican tomato is more expensive. We import most of the food that we eat, and we live in a tropical country. It gets here less expensive than the product that was grown in the fields of St. Elizabeth.
Which is how far away?
2.5 hours.
Well, I like a good mystery as much as the next guy, so I set off for St. Elizabeth, an agricultural parish in western Jamaica, to try and figure it out.
Yama, take care.
The answer came when I met a farmer named Winchell Wellington, nicknamed Gabby. The nickname comes from a cartoon character that was on Jamaican television when he was a boy. Gabby has a small 3-acre farm in St. Elizabeth, but he only works there a couple months out of the year. The rest of the time, he works somewhere else.
I work on a farm in America.
You worked on a farm in America? Where?
Lake City up in Florida.
I asked Gabby, what's the difference between farming in America and farming here? And he gets this overwhelmed look in his eye, as if I'd asked, what's the difference between building a sandcastle and a skyscraper? Take melons. In America, he says,
they plant 25 acres of melon in one day.
Uh-huh. 25 acres in one day?
Yeah. They got a tractor, we do 20 acres for the day.
And how much can you plant here?
It take a lot of man to do 25 acres. Maybe it take 15, 25 people to do that.
Right.
And in America, where I work, they do 25 acres with 3 of us.
So 25 acres with just 3 people in America versus 25 acres with 10, 15, or 25 people in Jamaica. And that's just to plant the crops. Let's not even get into spraying.
We spray 150 acres from 1:30 and by 6. You finish.
Yeah. Right. And here it would take how long to spray?
150 acres would take you maybe 3-4 days with maybe 4, 5, 6 pump. Mm-hmm. It's very hard to compete with them.
Gabby had lots of stories like this, a litany of amazing things they did in America. Better machines, better seeds, better sprays. And all of these things combined, of course, are the solution to our tomato mystery. It's this massive technological advantage that makes tomatoes from abroad so much cheaper. But as often happens, solving one mystery just leads to another. Why doesn't Gabby just buy the same technology, the same seeds and fertilizer and irrigation systems that they have in America? Maybe then he could become more competitive.
Typically, it is the lack of ability to get loans from the banking system.
This is Rosemary Garcia with the economic consulting firm Nathan Associates. She says you see farmers like Gabby a lot in the developing world. They know exactly what they need to buy to be more productive, but they can't get the money, often for a pretty simple reason.
They may not have titles to their lands. If they don't have the right paperwork, then therefore they can't provide their land as collateral, and therefore the banks are not willing to take that risk.
Garcia says this leads to the situation you have in Jamaica, where there are two types of farms: large-scale, technologically intensive farms, like the kind they have in America, and then small-scale, near-subsistence farms, like Gabby's. Garcia says the goal is to improve the credit system so that you get a new kind of farm, one that's somewhere in the middle. For NPR News, I'm Alex Bloomberg.